I mean, if you don't want to ask a question, look, we knew this was a possibility. I mean, we've been talking to Kyler since the day we drafted him, and you know, he has great options. So we knew this was a possibility.
What did you know?
We've known all along that this was a possibility. We, you know, we've been in constant contact, and yeah, we knew he had a great, you know, option in the NFL, and so we've known for a while that this was going to happen, or that there was a chance this was going to happen. Excuse me.
When did you know definitively?
That's not the story here. I mean, we've known from the tone of the conversations that he could choose the NFL. So we'll focus on what we need to do to make sure he, if he comes back to baseball at some point, then he'll come back with the A's.
Were you surprised a little bit?
No, we've known that how much he loves football and what a great position he put himself in with an incredible year at Oklahoma.
As the season was going on for Oklahoma, did you guys have a better understanding, like, wow, this may not go well for us?
We didn't think of it that way. We enjoyed watching him play. I mean, he's an incredible athlete, and you enjoyed what he was doing on the field. And this is about Kyler. This wasn't about what it meant for the A's. Or, you know, we picked him because we thought he was going to be an incredible baseball player. That may still happen someday, but his games at OU were not about the A's.
David, you said you won't answer when you knew specifically why.
That's not what we're here to talk about. I mean, he has made a decision, and we'll take the steps that we need to take. But again, at no point did we think this wasn't a possibility.
Have you guys been in contact with him since he made his decision?
Since like 2 hours ago? Mm-hmm. No. Billy's talked to Scott, but we haven't talked to Kyler. We had a lot of options of things we could do. You know, in Kyler and his family's defense, they never asked us to do anything until they were going to decide what they were doing. So this wasn't a case where we talked contract or anything like that. They made it clear until they knew what they wanted to do, they weren't going to ask us for anything. So there were a lot of things that we discussed internally, but there wasn't like a negotiation that got cut off or anything like that. Look, we took the best athlete on the board and what we thought was probably the best baseball player on the board too. So, I think Eric and his staff did an incredible job identifying Kyler. The process was right. And I think Billy told you guys this morning, we don't regret the pick at all.
Losing a first round pick though is a blow to any organization.
Sure.
How does that affect you guys?
We'll make up for it. We have a first round pick this year. We have a lot of guys we picked last year that we like. You never like to lose a first round pick or the opportunity that comes with it, but we like the shape our system is in.
And you said you openly welcome if football happened not to work out, you openly welcome back to the
A's. That's hypothetical. Okay. I mean, we're certainly not going to do anything that cuts off our ability to have him come back in the future.
And I know you guys retain his rights. Is there a certain length of time that you guys retain him for? How does that?
We'll deal with all that down the road.
Yeah. You know, we've seen Tim Tebow trying to come back. Is there a time period where you think he could still make it by taking a few years off?
I don't know, Bob. I don't think Kyler's like any other player that we've had, so it's really hard to guess. So thanks, guys.